Today we celebrate Thanksgiving Day, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed, and one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Celebrating harvest festivals is a tradition that dates back to the dawn of history. In the United States, Thanksgiving Day has its roots in the harvest season, but it's been detached from this event since the time of President Abraham Lincoln. He set the date toward the end of November, and the day became a time to return thanks to a bountiful Creator. Gratitude is an important aspect of Thanksgiving, and it should be personal and intimate. For people who have come close to death, gratitude is ever present. Life takes on new meaning, and they hold it dear. Most of us celebrate Thanksgiving, whether or not we have anything specific for which to be thankful. However, we must remember to attach our thanksgiving to real human situations. In today's gospel, Jesus heals 10 lepers. 9 of them are only concerned about being cured, changing their terrible life situation. Once that happens, they go their merry way. They had to go to the priest to be declared clean before they could be admitted back into society. But after that happened, they forgot about Jesus. He was simply a step on the way. And our situation is similar. We were outsiders because of sin, far away from our homeland with no resources of our own to return. But we too have been reconciled, brought close by the mercy of God shown to us in Jesus Christ. We have 2 roads stretching out before us. One is the road of forgetfulness, the other, the road of remembrance. To remember is to be grateful. It's to be in touch with who we are and who God is. It's to be aware that God loves us and has chosen us as a special people. The Samaritan chose the way of remembrance and returned to give thanks. How can we imitate this good man and make his attitude of thankfulness a way of life rather than a passing thought? The gospel story we've just heard is a parable of sin and forgiveness. Only one of the 10 lepers became aware and moved into a new relationship with God and himself. He didn't return and grovel before Jesus. The culmination of this story shows a man overwhelmed with gratitude and at the same time overwhelmed with humility. He praised God in a loud voice and fell at the feet of Jesus. Each day at the Eucharist, we receive forgiveness and the gift of reconciliation with God. We enjoy the undeserved status of God's own special people. Jesus tells us to celebrate the Eucharist in remembrance of Him. This remembrance brings gratitude into our hearts.